It's 8 o'clock on Thursday, August the 6th, and this is Morning Ireland with Samantha Labreri and Audrey Carville. The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
A report published today recommends that anonymity should be granted to those accused of all sexual offences, not just rape, until they are convicted. The Review of Protections for Vulnerable Witnesses in Sexual Offences Cases, chaired by law lecturer and barrister Tom O'Malley, also recommends that all victims of sexual offences should have the opportunity to receive free legal advice. The working group to look at the law here was set up after the high-profile trial in Belfast in 2018, in which rugby players Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding were acquitted of rape. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell.
This working group recommends anonymity should be extended to those accused of sexual assault as well as rape. It says there doesn't appear to be any logical reason why accused people should be entitled to anonymity in a rape trial but not in a sexual assault trial. It also recommends the public should be excluded from trials of all sexual offences. Consideration should be given, it says, to giving anonymity to people charged with offences involving child sexual exploitation. But it says the case for not naming those charged with what are called child pornography offences isn't strong and would raise questions about how many other offences should be treated in a similar way. The report recommends all victims of sexual offences should have the opportunity to receive free legal advice if they want it, but it does not favour separate legal representation for victims for the duration of a trial. It says there should be a public education programme to educate people about consent, and it says there should be more information and support for victims, as well as training for Gardaí, judges and lawyers.
3 days of national mourning have begun in Lebanon following the devastating chemical explosion in the capital Beirut on Tuesday. International assistance has started to arrive, including search teams, doctors and equipment. The French President Emmanuel Macron is due to visit the city today. The blast killed at least 135 people, injured more than 5,000, and left tens of thousands homeless. Some of the city's hospitals are damaged or only partially operational. Students at third-level institutions will be advised to wear face coverings if they cannot maintain a distance of 2 metres during lectures, according to new recommendations from the government. The Department of Further and Higher Education says there are circumstances where maintaining a distance of 2 metres will not be possible. Cillian Sherlock reports.
The government advises higher education institutions to develop one-way systems for indoor spaces or use marked lanes where practical. Third-level students are asked not to enter accommodation buildings they do not live in and to not arrive on campus if they have symptoms. There is a requirement for space to be identified on campus that will allow people who develop symptoms to wait safely away from others. There may be an additional requirement for alternate residential space for students who are self-isolating. The guidelines acknowledge that some learning will take place online, but where 2 metre distance is not possible for tuition, staff members should wear face shields or visors. Group work across the semester should also be rostered into pods to minimise mixing of people.
Twitter has banned US President Donald Trump's re-election campaign account from tweeting again until it removes a video post containing what it says is misinformation about coronavirus. Earlier, Facebook removed the video from Mr. Trump's personal page on its site, saying it violated its policies. The post contained an excerpt from an interview in which Mr. Trump said that children were almost immune to COVID-19. A ceremony has been held in the Japanese city of Hiroshima, marking 75 years since the world's first atomic bomb attack. The US World War II bomb killed around 140,000 people, many instantly, with others dying in the weeks and months that followed. The coronavirus pandemic led to a scaled-back event this year. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent a video message.
75 years ago, a single nuclear weapon brought unspeakable death and destruction upon this city. The effects linger to this day. The city and its people, however, have chosen not to be characterized by calamity, but instead by resilience, reconciliation and hope. As unmatched advocates for nuclear disarmament, the Hibakush have turned their tragedy into a rallying voice for the safety and well-being of all humanity.
Now the time is coming up to 6 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather, sponsored by SuperValu. Our online shopping delivers value straight to your front door. It's got to be SuperValu.
A dry start with sunny spells. Cloud will build from the south through the morning, becoming mostly cloudy in all areas by afternoon. Generally dry today, but there will be some light, patchy rain or drizzle in the south and west. Highest temperatures 18 to 22 degrees, warmest in the north.